We are joined this morning by Don and John. It's time for our movie night traffic light music there from The Killers, When You Were Young, and U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Great. How are you, Jenny?
I'm doing good. What's happening in the world of movies?
Well, there's a few movies opening up this weekend. There's one called Amazing Grace, which is kind of set back in the 1800s.
Right, the epic.
Yes, that's what they're saying anyway. And then there's the opposite of that. There's Reno 911, which is the spoof cop movie kind of thing. Which is based, I guess, on the TV show.
Yeah, from Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you not seen that?
Not at all.
Jenny, got to get cable, girl.
I'm just teasing you. She can't stay up that late, too, John.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, they run that thing like 3 times a day.
But the movies we are going to tell you about are The Number 23 and The Astronaut Farmer.
Yes, 22's long-awaited sequel, The Number 23, now serving the Number 23.
Yeah. You know, I kind of think what they were trying to do with this movie is give you the intrigue of like Da Vinci Code and the twisty stuff out of Sixth Sense, and they tried to do that in the movie. And it stars, it doesn't hurt to try, and it stars Jim Carrey, and because of Jim Carrey, you kind of think it might be a comedy, which it is not at all, by the way. But I did have a flashback to Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, because you find out in the movie that his character is actually an animal control officer, which is kind of interesting. And his wife is played by Virginia Madsen.
Oh, okay.
And she buys him a book called The Number 23. Well, he reads it and he gets all obsessed with it and he thinks he's just like the main character. And the main character in the book is obsessed with the number 23. And because of that, Jim Carrey sees the number 23 everywhere. Like his birthday, February 3rd, 2023.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, because of his obsession, he gets put right in the middle of this unsolved murder mystery that happens in the book.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I actually really like the concept, all this fascination and paranoia about a particular number. But for me,
can't see John like that at all.
For me, 23, a little miscast, if you ask
me.
Yeah, I mean, it's really too bad that both 13 and 17 had scheduling conflicts. And what with the death of 51, you know, what are you going to do? Now, a really cool concept. There's actually a lot of suspense and apprehension in this movie, but it all kind of comes from the crafty filmmaking more than a gripping story. You know, it's the right music at the right time. They've got all this kind of dark cinematography with some bizarre kind of psychedelic scenes worked into it. And Jim Carrey, if you can get the crazy characters he's played before out of your head, he's actually perfect as like the likable but kind of scary schizophrenic main character in this.
I'm actually
really good at that. Mm-hmm. But you know, if I've said it once, I've said it like 23 times, Jenny, that when it comes to movies, you got to have a story that works. And for me, the story in this is somewhere between too far-fetched and maybe just a little ridiculous. So it makes the movie kind of too slow and a little bit anticlimactic, I think.
Yeah, and there's probably just enough in this movie to maybe make it worth seeing because the Jim Carrey stuff is really good. So in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate The Number 23 a yellow.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, it's February 23rd.
Yeah.
23.
That's freaking me out.
That's crazy.
I think it's a Hollywood conspiracy. Especially since they sent out a note saying, by the way, this opens on the 23rd on purpose.
What other movie are we talking about?
We're now talking about The Astronaut Farmer.
Thornton.
Yeah, I don't want you to confuse this with, of course, next month, Lifetime Channel miniseries, The Astronaut Diaper-wearing, kidnapping, crazy lady. Because you know that's coming.
That's got to be coming.
Always.
But this is not that, definitely. But if you've been waiting for a movie that you could actually take kids to that inspires you to never forget your dreams and never give up, this is your movie.
All right.
Like you said, it stars Billy Bob Thornton, and he plays a guy named Charles Farmer, which kind of explains the title. And he used to be an astronaut for NASA, but he had to quit before he actually got into space. Well, he didn't want to give up on his dream, so he recruits the help of his wife, played by Virginia Madsen.
Oh, dun,
having
dun,
a little
dun,
deja
dun.
Vu here. Yeah, exactly.
She's the wife in every movie.
Yeah. And his two kids to help him build his rocket in his barn. Well, the banks want to foreclose on him, and the FAA does not want to see him fly the thing, and the townspeople think he's completely lost his mind. But the one thing that might actually stop him from seeing his dream come true are his own doubts.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually love the premise of this. I love the inspiring message. And Billy Bob Thornton, as weird as the guy is,
he's an excellent actor.
Phenomenal actor.
Yeah,
loved him
definitely.
In this role. Absolutely. My only issue at all with the movie, I think, was with a little bit of the writing. I mean, there's some great lines, but for the most part, the dialogue is pretty mediocre. So by the end, I'm dying for Billy Bob to say something like, you know, I reckon I like me some tater tots. Yeah, something like that. You did that good. Why don't you do that again? So, and of course, the plot in it's a little bit ridiculous. I guess even the Hollywood screenwriters can't figure out how a farmer's going to actually get into space.
Well, they probably are just thinking he's got as good a shot as NASA at this point.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe that's it.
But they do kind of brush over the details that, like, define the Earth's gravity and focus on things like, what are we going to name the rocket, you know? Yeah. So if you can overlook some of that, I mean, it's just absolutely endearing and adorable, and it makes for a ride that I think's, I don't know, out of this world.
Oh, cool. There you go. Yeah, and then one thing that was a little strange for me, though, is Virginia Madsen being in both movies that are coming out this weekend. But if you have to pick one movie to go see this weekend that she stars in, this is the one, because we're going to rate on our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Astronaut Farmer is a green.
And a good family movie, huh?
It is a good family movie. It is. The kids are really cute in this. They really do a good job.
Great.
Yeah.
So what's happening next week?
Well, next week, we're going to go check out Zodiac with Jake Gyllenhaal as kind of an old murder mystery kind of thing.
Him.
And Wild Hogs. I don't know if you've seen the previews for that.
I have seen the previews. It looks
John Travolta.
Silly and fun.
Yeah,
looks like a good idea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's get some Harleys, Jenny. Let's go. Let's take
like
a road trip.
Plan.
Let's
John's
do it.
Planning his trip already.
Absolutely. Right in the heat of the summer, we'll plan to do that. So your show is debuting soon.
It's the end of March.
At the end of March.
The end of March.
Yes.
So we've got about a month.
Yes, we have about a month.
If I don't hose it up, that's when it'll be.
Highly anticipated. Well, thank you both so much for being here, Dawn and John, with our Movie Night Traffic Light. Learn more about them through our website, 929themountain.com, and click on Movie Night Traffic Light, or go directly to movienighttrafficlight.com. Have a great week.
You
Thanks,
too.
Jenny, you
we
too.
Can't wait till next week.
Augustana's coming up with Boston, and Tom Petty's Free Fallen is next for you on 929 The Mountain.